Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Seats in the upright position. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vince.
So, class, I have a short monologue. Greg, please bear with me. So for 5 years, I hosted in-person meetups. They were at a restaurant. And they ranged from a minimum of 50 people at a time to a maximum of over 300. I presented seminars and across the country in person. And I had nothing to sell. I just taught preparedness. And there was one thing that was a common thread among the seminars and the meetups, and that is cell phones. People would be in the class, in person, meetups, in person seminars, and they'd look down at their cell phones throughout the seminars and meetups. And I asked the attendees to not use their cell phones for a long time, and I was totally unsuccessful. I felt it was rude, distracting, and offensive. During one meetup, I said, let's discuss cell phone use in the meetup, and I passed the microphone around. I had a long cord, and I let the microphone be passed from one attendee to the next, to the next, to the next. And some people said, well, they could leave their cell phone in the car for 3 hours. Others said that they didn't see a problem with the cell phone. I did. Because I presented material that took me hours and hours and hours to prepare. Each week. And frankly, I was sick of it. I was sick of not the presenting, not the teaching, but I was sick of the cell phones. You know, you're teaching in class and then someone goes wiggling their thumbs on a cell phone on their lap. And I found it really frustrating and annoying and distracting and offensive and rude. So one person at the microphone said, well, his grandmother was at home and might need him, so he had to have his cell phone. I said that my mother was at home too, 60 miles away, and she was even older. And that I left the telephone number of the restaurant that we were speaking at, the meetup restaurant, next to the phone, so that my mother could call me if she needed me. She could say, hi, my son, Ben Finelli, is there. Can you put him on the phone, please? And the restaurant would certainly do that. And the restaurant would certainly do that for everyone else, because we took over the entire restaurant, 100%. I said to this person that said his grandmother, you know, might need his help. I said, I agree with you. I agree with you. If your grandmother needs your help, you should be with your grandmother. You have no business being here if your grandmother needs your help. Ultimately, the meetup group was led by a guest host. I invited a guest host to fill in for me. That guest host had a vote with the meetup group, and they decided to ban Dr. Shealy from teaching at the meetup group. they also voted to ban me from my own meetup. Not one person spoke up to stop the insanity. Not even my best friend at the time, who was there, spoke up to say, have you guys lost your mind? You're going to throw over two of our teachers, two of our instructors? You're going to throw them overboard? You're going to ban them from the meetup? Have you lost your mind? Well, the meetup fell apart under the new leadership and never recovered. But during the meetups, every quarter or so, quarter of a year, you know, every 3 months, I would ask the meetup group, I'd say, well, let me ask you. If one of us here needed help, since you all know each other, if one of us needed help, would you be willing to help that person? Let's say that person needed food. Let's say that person needed shelter. Let's say that person needed a ride. Let's say that person needed assistance. Would you be willing to help that person since you've been coming to the meetups for years and you know each other? Every time I said that, the answer was always the same. It was unanimous. Yep. Hands up. Who was willing to help others in the meetup? Every single hand went up. Their words were empty promises. One guy said he would help me with welding. He would help me and I would pay him. Never showed up. Year after year he'd say, yeah, I'm coming. Never showed up. I taught you about random walk theory. When an unexpected event causes downstream consequences. Like what happened to me when I asked a former instructor to fill in for me at the meetups. I didn't expect him to violate my trust during the meetup and throw me and Dr. Sheely overboard. But frankly, I'm glad he did. Because most of the meetup group were takers, not givers. Takers. Which brings me to today. And what day is today? Well, subtract 83 years and you'll see what day today is. I want to thank Linda, a person who probably listens once in a while to USA Prepares. For sending me a snippy email about how I didn't answer three of her emails about castor oil. Something that she needed to be repeated. Something that Dr. Sheely and I repeated many, many, many times. She let me know that she's now less enthusiastic about listening to USA Prepares because I didn't respond to her emails. Let me ask you this. Since when is it my responsibility to answer emails to people who miss something in class when there are all kinds of ways of listening to archives? GCNlive.com is one, the main one, the big one. Another one is BitChute. Ron Gibson's channel. Either way, it works. So thank you, Linda. You have triggered a random walk event. And that trigger resulted in USA Prepares now focusing explicitly on preparedness. How to be a do-it-yourselfer. Period. For every good thing that you do, someone is doing the opposite. For example, you walk along the road and you pick up the trash. They throw trash out the window of their car. You don't have a fire in your fireplace to keep the air clean, and they hop on a jet and sit on the beach in Mexico for 2 days and read books. You recycle your engine oil and they hop on a cruise ship to nowhere and use that engine oil as fuel, polluting the air. You buy a gas-saving car, and they commute 2 hours each day to Washington, D.C. You pour a quarter of a glass of juice, add a quarter of a glass of water, and make the juice last longer. They pour a full glass of juice and throw half of it away. We're no longer going to try to help these people. We will only help those who are interested in helping themselves. We are past the point of no return. There is no way we can wake up the people. They're doing stupid things like fighting each other at demonstrations. They are mowing each other down with vehicles, automobiles, and trucks. They're engaging in shootings of all kinds and types. There's only one thing we can do, and that is prepare for our own survival. That's you and your family, not the survival of the GDP. GDP stands for Generally Dumb Public. They are beyond repair. Greg Lesher, your thoughts?
Amen. Amen. You know, from scriptures, we're told in this last battle that if we pick up the sword, we'll die by the sword. All these governments have to come to an end for the kingdom of God to be established. And there's no saving them. We're not going to find that saving. That's you know, that we're looking for through any government. They're all corrupt. Scripture will fulfill itself. We definitely need to concentrate on survivability, self-reliance, not depending on any system, but depending on God. And I think this is a wonderful decision that you've decided to make, Vincent. As if you've got my blessing on it. Back to you.
Yeah, well, you know, that random walk event that I was talking about literally was Linda, and it triggered the thought, and, you know, it just festered and festered and festered, and her telling me that she was, you know, less interested because I didn't jump to emails that I didn't get. And who does she think she is? Seriously, I find that a display of disrespect. Now, I think respect is earned. Now, USA Prepares is different from every other broadcast. Now, I'll speak specifically of me. I broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and have done it for about 10 years. I have no sponsors. I take no donations. I don't accept anything from anyone. I don't want anything from anyone. I'm doing this only because I want to, and I'll do it for as long as I want to, and then I'll stop. And Linda, you almost made me stop because I find what you said outrageous, disturbing. But it is a perfect example. It is a microcosm of the macro. It is indicative of what's wrong right here, right now, with the world. You think that you are first. You think that we revolve around you. I'll be back with a couple more comments.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, when I was growing up, I listened to the radio with my mom. She was a stay-at-home mom in the 1950s and the 1960s. There was no email. And if you missed something that a broadcaster said, well, you missed it. There were no archives, there were no transcripts, and the broadcaster owed you nothing. I owe this class nothing. We have no agreements. We have no contracts. And specifically to Linda... her snippy email was out of order, and I suggest that she change her dial away from USA Prepares. Now, when I say I owe you nothing, that doesn't mean I don't want to teach. What that does mean is literally I don't have any obligation to teach. I only do it because I want to. Your instructors only do it because they want to. The expenses that come from this studio here in my farm in Missouri, I pay for. 100%. I don't accept donations. I don't accept gifts. I don't accept advertising. I do it because I think it's the right thing to do. And I'll continue to do it. But I really, really despise people who beat us up for trying to teach them how to do things. I despise them. And frankly, if I know who they are and I see them on the side of the road and they say, can you help me? I'll just wave and say, have a nice day. Am I angry? Of course I'm angry. This is where we are today. We are mean. We are nasty. We're impolite. We're rude. We steal things. We misrepresent. And when I say we, I don't mean USA Prepares. I mean society. It's outrageous. The lies, the scandals, the deception, the theft, the burglaries, the homicides. Put it all together. This is 83 years ago. Look it up. Just do that subtraction. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, Vince. We're living in a time where everything is self-interest. You know, I've had the opportunity to travel to some third world nations, some countries, and what I found there was refreshing in the people. They were open. They would do anything for you. Just, if you needed help, they were on top of it. They'd feed you. And they didn't have much. But we have become a society of servants of the corrupt. We are in the bondage, the type of bondage under a pharaoh who demands, how was it put? Where you had, you, basically, he's collecting, they're collecting money, or they're collecting funds from us so that they can live their lavish lifestyles. And we're serving, we are basically serving mammon. It's a sad situation, but it's one we're in. We need to come out of her. We need to come out of Babylon. So that we can worship our God.
Well, we're going to help the best we can by teaching how to survive.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm here to do.
Yeah. Class, here's a thought. Would you like to know my real name? I'll tell you my real name. But I'm only going to tell you my real name if someone calls and says, "What's your real name?" 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. So if you want to know my real name, I will tell you. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the phone with you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you that Greg has a lot to teach. But if you want to know my real name, I will tell you. I'll tell you during this class. 866-582-9933. I'm looking at the call screen right now. Greg and I are going to be right back. Greg, what are we going to be teaching?
We're going to talk a little bit about making your own bleach.
Making your own bleach. Have you ever heard a class teach you how to make your own bleach? I'll bet the answer is absolutely not. If you'd like to know my real name, you may call 866-582-9933.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Of all of the American deaths that occurred at Pearl Harbor in 1941, September 11th, Vice President Kamala Harris says January 6th was just like that.
December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001. And January 6th, 2021.
It should be noted the only person shot and killed January 6th was an unarmed Air Force veteran, Ashley Babbitt. The shooter, a Capitol Police officer, will not face any charges. Heavy snow leads to a 75-vehicle pileup on Kentucky's I-75 overnight, as more than 100 million Americans coast-to-coast are under weather alerts from multiple winter storm systems. Out west, avalanches are expected in the Cascades, Olympics, and Mount Hood. In the east, the tri-state area of New York is getting heavy snow and is expected to last for most of the day. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are no special cases. Rules are rules. People are welcome in Australia. But if you're not double vaccinated and you're not an Australian resident or citizen, well, you can't come.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison. The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, is spending one of his important religious holidays in an Australian detention hotel working on his challenge against deportation. George Christensen, a member of Australian Parliament, was on Fox News Thursday and explained why his government is taking such a hard stand.
When it emerged that he had some form of exemption to come into Australia, unvaccinated Australians exploded with rage because, they've had things taken away from them, just like in certain states in the US, they've had things taken away from them. They can't go to pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes, bars. They can't even go to some shops at the moment in certain states of Australia. Some people who are unvaccinated have actually lost their jobs as a result of not being vaccinated and the government impositions. So, to have an exemption for Novak Djokovic sort of made it like, well, there's one rule for superstars, another for the rest of us. But actually knocking him back also sends a bad message because it just rubs it in that, you unvaccinated can't even come into this country, even though you're the number one tennis star in the world who's won the Australian Open something like 9 times.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my.
When you got the
easy for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, that's interesting. Not one person has called in to ask me my real name. 866-582-9933 is the number if you want to do that. I'll just take one of those calls, just one. Greg, back to you. Bleach.
Yes. There's three choices you've got after listening to the top of the hour news there. You can join in and go ahead and do what most people are doing, or you can fight and die, or you can be self-reliant and live another day and watch all these revelations come to pass and protect yourself and your family. So we're on the preparedness side. So what I'm going to talk about today is making your own chlorine. Bleach. It's the same way that Clorox makes it, actually, or anybody else that knows how to do this. And what does it involve? It involves salt, water, and electricity. I call this the salt cracker. And what it involves is you can get a piece of PVC pipe that is actually transparent. So you're going to want 14 inches of 1-inch PVC that's transparent. That's going to be your window. And you're going to want another that's just regular white PVC that's also 14 inches. So you have two 14-inch pipes. Now, on the transparent side, you're going to put a cap on the end. And you're going to fit these, you're going to glue these two pieces into a four-way coupler. Okay. Now this four-way coupler, you're going to take a couple of fittings on the other side and reduce them down to caps. And you're going to, there's a PVC end that has a pretty good thick, it's usually got a little hole in it. It's used, and sometimes it's threaded. It's used for putting in like a little water end. But instead of that, we're going to take a couple, if you've done any welding and you have a stick welder, there's a rod that you can use to cut metal. It's copper around this carbon material that you put on your welder. And you can cut right through steel with it. We're going to use these as probes. We're going to cut them about maybe 3 inches each. And we're going to peel a little bit of copper off the end. And that's what we're going to put up inside these little fittings that go on the bottom. So you have two ends, electrical ends, that extend into this four-way. And I'm going to actually add this into my survival book with pictures on how to do this. But what you're going to do is you're going to mix up some salt in some water. And I prefer potassium chloride rather than sodium chloride because potassium is we're all lacking in our diets. And what we're going to do is we're going to saturate the salt water. That means you're going to mix that salt in until it will not mix anymore. That salt water is saturated. Now, I've set up a little stand using a couple of 8-inch pieces of plywood, kind of like a bookend that you stack against your books. And I put a couple of 3/4-inch tees that I cut in half as clamps to hold this unit so that it kind of like a little stand for it. And what I do is I fill up the PVC, the white PVC, without the end on it until it's full. Now what I'll do is I'll tilt it sideways so it fills up the clear tube and then tip it back up. Now all that saturated salt water is in that clear tube. And what I do is I take those electrodes that I made and I hook the white side up to positive. And the clear side up to negative. And I hook you make yourself some jumper cables, some alligator clips, and you say plug it into your car battery. And what you'll notice is these little bubbles starting to form in the clear side. That's chlorine gas. You're cracking the salt. And that salt, those bubbles will eventually push the other tube completely full. Now what you have in that white tube is enough chlorine to purify, to cleanse a 55-gallon drum of dirty water. Now of course you're not going to want to just drink that water. It's just like drinking tap water because it's got chlorine in it. But it does kill all the bacteria. Say you collected it off the roof. And, you know, you got bird poop in there and stuff like that. And you'll have some bacteria that you need to get rid of. And that's what this is basically for. Not only can you use it for that, but you can also use it to do your laundry or whatever else. But you go ahead and you pour that into your 55-gallon drum. You leave the lid off for a couple of days till the chlorine chlorine evaporates out of it, and you can drink the water. But this little unit in a few minutes, and it gets a little bit warm, will produce enough chlorine to to cleanse a 55-gallon drum of water. Yeah, back to you, Vince. You had a question?
Okay, class. So what you're learning is how to make chlorine out of salt. You should have salt anyway. Now, chlorine is extremely, extremely dangerous, okay? And it can kill you. As a matter of fact, it was used during World War I to kill the enemy, okay? And our troops were gassed. My grandfather was gassed with chlorine gas. It destroyed his vocal cords. And there are products that you never want to mix with chlorine bleach. Never. Ammonia.
Yeah, you'll end up with the cyanide. Well, the thing is, too, is if you read the label on the chlorine, a bottle of Clorox, those are your instructions for safety. And, of course, when you're making this, you don't want to do it in an enclosed environment. You want to do it outside because that chlorine gas will be coming out of that white tube as it fills up.
So here's the bottom line. The bottom line, class, is you can do your own research, make up your own mind, decide if you want to do this, but there may be a time when you cannot buy chlorine bleach as a bacteria side, if you will. Okay? So you never want to mix chlorine bleach with ammonia. You never want to mix because it will cause chloramine gas. And breathing in that gas can cause shortness of breath, pneumonia, massive coughing. You don't want to mix it with acids such as vinegar or window cleaner, because when you do, the exposure of the chlorine gas can cause vomiting, chest pain, and death. And you don't want to mix it with alcohol because that changes to chloroform, which is deadly. So those are the thoughts. By the way, we have Jeff in Michigan. Jeff, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
I'm a first-time, long-time listener, and I want to know what your name is.
Hold it. You're a first-time, long-time.
You've never heard that before?
Never here.
That's what they use on a lot of the sports stations. First-time, long-time, meaning you listen for a long time, and you try and call, and you can never get in, so you don't call. Okay. Well, I was going to take a chance.
Because you
don't have anybody calling in because it's so nice to be able to get through to somebody and get some advice.
Okay, so you're saying, I believe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you're a long-term listener, student.
Absolutely.
First-time caller, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what would you like to know?
I'd like to know your first and last and middle names.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you my first and last name. My first name is Vincent. And my last name is Finelli.
Okay. I knew that.
Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of broadcasters who use aliases. You know, they make up names. And there are other broadcasters who have egos that are huge, and they say, this is the Joe Doakes show, you know. And Joe Doakes is the host. So this is USA Prepares, kind of says what we do, and our ego is not so big as to call it the Vin Finelli Show or the Vincent
Finelli.
Well,
for years and years and years listening, I thought your last name was Vinelli with a V.
Okay, well, it's spelled F-I-N, F-S-N, right. Foxtrot, I-N-E-L-L-I. It's my real name. And when I lived in Virginia, people used to say, Mr. Vinella, because they couldn't pronounce Finelli, so it came out vanilla, like the ice cream flavor. And my wife didn't have a first name. Well, actually, she did. They called her Mrs. Vanilla.
That's pretty funny. Well, I know,
Jeff,
I first started listening to you, I started searching you on the internet, trying to find a footprint you have, which you have very, very little footprint on the internet, by the way.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, you had to work at. I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to work backwards, though, because there's too much out there.
Right.
And that's hard to do.
Okay. It was all intentional. And so,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. And my picture, my driver's license picture, is right up there with the homeless. And I look disheveled. I puffed out my cheeks. I grew a beard, a mustache. I didn't shave for months and months and months. I grew up my hair just to challenge Albert Einstein's hairstylist. And, okay, I was hunched over it. I looked disheveled, and I looked like I was the poster boy for abject poverty. That's what I look like, and my eyes are closed. Because I don't want, and I won't go, and I've been invited to do in-person seminars and be a featured speaker at gala events, and I won't do it. Because people can't keep those cell phones out of their pocket. I mean, they've got to have them in their hands. They've got to take pictures and look at me, look at me. And I'm sick of it.
Well,
and by the way, very quickly, I don't want to take any more of Greg Lesher's time. Very quickly, what was your reaction to my monologue, the opening monologue this morning?
I kind of agree with just about everything you guys talk about. Yeah, I've got a 27-year-old and a 23-year-old at home, and I think I think their eyes are permanently glued to the screens of their phones, and I hate it. I won't
allow it
anywhere, family time.
Okay, Dad,
you know it's terrible.
Dad, yeah. Take it away. Say, y'all like the heat and the air conditioning and the food that we got here, and you like using the family vehicles? I'm sick of these phones. That's it. My house.
You know, it's funny because I could be sitting in the living room and call them on the phone and they won't answer.
Jeff, call in some other time if you'd like.
I will because I have a question.
All right, we can do that. Jeff, thanks so much.
Right, bye.
Thank you. Bye. Greg and I will be right back. You know, I just wanted to try an experiment to see if anybody would call in and ask me what my real name was. Now you know. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, no more calls today. Greg, back to you.
Okay, yeah. On the cell phone thing. Those kids, what they need to do is, if they like socialism, you know, being social, get a ham radio license. If they like to play games, get a box, you know, a stack of cards or something. But they're going to have to learn to deal without those phones eventually.
Greg, I love what you just said. You are just so practical. I have a ham radio license, and I have a ham rig, and here's what that does. A cell phone isn't going to teach you very much. It's going to teach you... it's going to teach you how to misspell words. It's going to teach you to shorthand communicate with people who are going to misunderstand what you're trying to say because you didn't say it right. You didn't say it completely. It makes me crazy when people send me this newspeak text-type email that has the fewest amount of words, and I can't tell what's what, what's up, what's not up. I have no idea. I hate it. Now, if you have a ham rig, you're going to have to speak a complete thought into that microphone and say exactly what you mean over, meaning you're going to have to get that thought because you can't go, you're not going to speak that way. You're going to speak intelligently, and you're going to speak with people who understand Ohm's law and who understand resistance, capacitance, inductance, voltage, amperes, watts, and how to make an antenna and what frequencies are. And you're going to learn an enormous amount. As compared with a cell phone, what's that taught anybody other than how to do research?
Dumbing down.
Right. Did I say that correctly, Greg? Do you agree with that?
I agree with you 100%. I got my ham radio license when I was quite young, actually, because I enjoyed electronics and I love to build and I love to know how things work. And that kind of set me on the path that I'm on today, which is self-reliance. You're doing things for yourself. Why pay somebody else to do something that you can do yourself? You know?
Right.
You know, I thought it was pretty fun to make my own bleach and, you know, use it in the laundry, or which is basically what I've been using it for. I really don't need to purify, you know, clean my water. I've got purified water anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that, you know, you can, you might need, you're probably going to need, especially if you're moving around and you can't find some clean water.
Well, here's a thought about bleach. So how long can you store bleach? I don't think the bleach will volatilize from the liquid as quickly as the container that it's in will break. What I'm saying is I think the container is going to break first, meaning the plastic, white-colored plastic.
Well, actually, bleach doesn't last that long. It's not mm-hmm. one of those items that you can pack away for years mm-hmm. and still have the strength. It right. loses the strength from right. what I've read.
What I'm saying is you'll have some level of bleach left, but I think the container is going to break first. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a safe thing to have around. You know, if you've got a cat or a dog and, you know, you keep them in a room and you close the door and that bleach container breaks, that dog or cat's probably going to die an awful day.
And if it mixes with that laundry detergent, it can be as poisonous gas as cyanide is. It can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't, it's something you don't want to store.
Right. And if you do have some, you probably want it in small containers, and you probably want it in an outbuilding. Now, I don't know what the freeze point is for bleach. I don't know. But think about that. And also think about, you know, the other volatile liquids that you may have in your house, like spray paints. Do they leak? Absolutely. Spray cans leak. Not all of them, but some of them. And when they leak out the gas, they leak out the volatile vapors, and none of them are healthy. So you
now,
might
what
want
I,
to...
What I will yeah. do is I'm going to put together a little, you know, if you don't, you know, don't want to get the book, you don't, then I'm going to put together a YouTube video so that you can actually see how this thing works, because I have searched and searched and searched. I can't find anybody who explains how to do the process. All I can find is people who sell the product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kyle in Montana has a question for you. Kyle, welcome.
Well, yeah, I would like to know, so, Greg, the connector that you're putting these two tubes into, it's a four-way connector. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what you're okay. doing is the bottom end you want threaded so that you can put in, you can neck them down to a, and what I use to go around that that probe, that welding cutter, is a piece of plastic, flexible plastic tubing as kind of the gasket, but you could use silicone. Yeah.
Okay, I've got another. I'd like a little more clarification on the other side. That's okay, Vince.
We can't do that, Kyle, because Bert is on the other side.
Oh, all right.
Kyle,
okay.
Yeah,
that's
Greg
all right.
Is with us.
I'm looking forward.
Next week, maybe.
Yeah, look up Greg Lesher on YouTube in a few days, and you should have it.
Lesher. Thanks so much, Kyle. Thank you so much. Greg, thanks for being with us. Thanks for sharing your time with me.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.